Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Dean.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. This week on the show, we're going to have a look at John Wick to celebrate the really fast approaching John Wick Chapter 3.
Lightning fast.
And we're going to have a look at what's happened in the story so far, a few of our theories for Chapter 3 because we haven't seen it yet, and we've got a few questions of the things that we would like to see in the series. So let's get into the first one first up. So the series is directed by Chad Stahelski. David Leitch, who was uncredited on the first film, and stars Keanu Reeves.
Was he credited?
He was credited on the first film.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, just making sure.
Yeah, of course.
Keanu Reeves of Wild Stallion fame.
You might have missed his cameo if he wasn't credited.
That's right. He played the role of Dog.
He has a very small role in this film. But
just a little role.
Just a little bit. So the first chapter we are introduced... What was that?
John Wick's dog's owner. That is funny.
The first chapter, we are introduced to John Wick, a.k.a. the Baba Yaga, the boogeyman.
The Baba Yaga.
Yeah.
Baba Yaga.
Played by Keanu Reeves, of course, but not Keanu Reeves' dog.
Keanu Reeves from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, he hasn't done any other movies since
that. No other movie. Nothing worth saying.
Literally nothing.
Yeah, like he...
Wait, was he in Speed 2 Cruise Control?
No, he wasn't.
Okay, never mind. Sorry. That was Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Carry
on. That was Sandra Bullock and some other guy. Do you remember who was in that movie? I don't remember.
I remember not caring. Yeah. Let me have a look.
I think Sandra Bullock played both roles.
Although Willem Dafoe was in that movie, who's also in John Wick Chapter 1.
Shut the front door.
I know. What a nice tie in there.
What a relevant cameo.
I know.
Jason Patrick?
They're clearly connected, those two movies.
Completely. This universe. Is actually a sequel to Speed 2.
Jason Patrick played alongside Sandra Bullock.
Yes. Anyways, let's get back into John Wick Chapter 1. Mm-hmm. So Keanu Reeves is forced out of retirement after Yosef, played by Alfie Allen, the son of crime
Alfie
boss
Alan Greyjoy.
Viggo, played by Mikael
Viggo
Nyquist.
Yep, that's exactly how you say it.
Is it? Thank you.
Sure, why not?
And he, after his son kills his dog and steals his car, Wick's dog is particularly sentimental to him as it was a final gift from his recently deceased wife. Chaos ensues with Wick wreaking havoc and introducing audiences to the very civilized world of organized crime.
Very civilized.
Yeah.
Love it.
It seems... I love this world. I actually love
it. It's so cool.
It is really
awesome. All the stuff in the continental. You don't do business on continental grounds.
Yes.
Everyone pays with those weird gold coins.
Yeah.
Mm. It's so good.
It definitely... and I know that there is a lot of little winks and nods to Greek mythology, the way that it's all set up. With the underworld and like they're all gods living amongst us kind of thing. And even with the pain with the coins, there's a whole thing with that. But it's really well set up and it's kind of something that you don't expect when you first go into this movie, which I was really surprised because I thought, oh yeah, they kill his dog. Then he wants revenge. That's the story. Yeah. That's the plot. There's not really anything else.
Revenge story. There's going to be nothing else that you can do with this.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any world that it's built around.
The first kind of glimpse you get that this is like not a normal movie is when he's filling up his car and he's got a really nice car. He's got a Shelby GT500. It's just beautiful. Beautiful car. Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds, if you know that movie.
Yeah. Maybe he stole it from Nicolas Cage.
No one steals from Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, fair enough. Maybe Nicolas Cage stole it from John Wick, which it's actually a sequel to John Wick, and this is a prequel movie.
Oh, my gosh.
To,
this is insane.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
I want that.
And then, so what we don't see at the end of Gone in 60 Seconds after he steals Eleanor is that John Wick just hunts down Nicolas Cage's character.
Yeah. We see a bit, like, because at the very end, he gets his own Eleanor, spoiler.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's driving around it. You can see a scene where he drives home and he pulls into the garage, closes the garage door, and he's just waiting there for him.
Yes.
You have my car.
That would be actually pretty awesome.
I would love that.
We should make that. Anyway, when he's filling the car up and you see Alfie Allen's character there and they're all like Russian and whatever.
Yeah.
And he trash talks him in Russian. He's like, you know, I'm going to beat your head in. And then he replies in Russian saying, you could try. You're like, oh.
I think, it's.
What does he say?
The actual word, like, because he goes, everything has a price, asshole.
That's right.
And then John Wick's like, not this asshole in Russian.
That's right.
So good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, such a good
one. And you're like, oh, no.
It's definitely, like, it just works so well as a movie and does sort of transcend the initial premise in such a good way.
Not to mention the action.
Yeah.
Is amazing.
The action is second to none.
Yeah.
So good.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as we were saying, we are introduced to the world of the Continental, which is a chain of hotels all around. Yeah, I almost said motels. Of hotels all around the world that are a neutral zone for all the criminal underworld. So this is like there can't be any, like, there's all these rules established, heaps of things that go on in the Continental that can't, like, it all has to be neutral, so you can't actually kill, you can't conduct
any
business as they
but
call it.
But they've also got,
it's
like,
a safe haven.
They've got tailors who make, you know, they can weave armor into your suits.
Yeah, which they've is got, a great, like, little premise that it's like, okay, he can look really suave while he's, like, taking out baddies, but it's still, it's practical in some weird kind of way.
Well, it's like, it's armor.
Kevlar suits, right?
So he can go a little bit reckless and get hit, which is, realistically, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to tag you.
For sure.
Yeah.
But he's not going to die because he's the main character. Plus, also, his suit is armored.
Yes.
Armadani.
Get out.
Let's take that joke real quick. Here we go.
This will be Paul's last week on this podcast.
Bring up the dog. I've got a good one for that too.
Oh, no, let's not.
Okay.
Anyway, so Viggo.
I really wanted to know.
Oh, wait. So I'm skipping ahead completely. So Alfie Allen meets, like, as we were saying, he meets John Wick and he wants his car.
He does.
And so he follows him home and kills his dog that he's got from his recently deceased wife.
Yep.
And that's where just everything just
steals the car too.
He does steal the car. Yes. So I thought was a big mistake, other than, like, you know, obviously going after John Wick's dog, was keeping him alive.
Big mistake.
After, like, you know, doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Who does that?
Yeah, seriously. I bet he regretted that.
Not anymore.
Yeah, probably not anymore.
Spoilers.
As we see, as the movie progresses, we obviously know that he does regret that decision. Anyway, so Viggo, his father, encourages Miss Perkins, who is one of the other hitmans in the first chapter.
Hit women.
She a hit woman.
Hit woman.
That's played by Adriana. Pilecki? Pilecki?
What?
Adriana Pilecki?
Yes, Pilecki.
Yeah, you're just saying that really confidently. You don't have any clue, do you?
No, I'm not even recording.
So he encourages her to break the rules of the Continental, which she does, causing the underworld to enact some harsh punishment on the character. There is an execution by circle firing squad, which I thought
that's
looked
right.
really cool, but kind of
impractical.
Impractical, yeah.
Because bullets go through things,
stopping
right?
people
most of the time.
Yeah.
What would have been funny is
if
they killed
got
her
shot.
And somebody just falls over as well.
they all fall around.
They're smart enough for it not to be symmetrical.
Mm.
Well, you'd hope so, but it looks very symmetrical when they do it. Because I was like,
question.
Just don't shoot straight, or, like,
there,
you know, just
have to
a
be
little
like
bit
an
to the
odd
side.
Number. So, like, there'd be like seven or like nine of them. So then they're all, like, they're shooting in between the other guys.
Yeah.
On the
That's
other
what
side.
They should have done,
That's
but it's definitely not that
way. Definitely not that way.
Question.
What?
We're going to start. I want to sort of pull from John Wick 2 for a second, right? He does conduct business on continental grounds and he blows that dude's head off.
Yes.
He then becomes excommunicado, which means like everything's cut off.
Yep.
People are going to be hunting for him.
Yes.
But it doesn't
Perkins
happen.
Kills that guy when he puts the pillow on his face and shoots him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
She just gets executed.
Yes.
Why?
Well, there is a theory out there that Winston is actually his father-in-law.
Yes.
And I love this theory. He's sort of, which is something that I thought would actually make chapter three a lot better if they do explore that idea that it was like Winston's daughter that actually passed away. Mm. And so, and it would explain a lot of things about his character.
It would explain why there seems to be a massive amount of favoritism.
Oh, yeah, completely. Oh, yeah, towards John Wick, yeah,
but
definitely.
Even if it's not that, then there's definitely some sort of history, like good history between them, that they've built up this close relationship.
Yeah.
And so,
like he must have saved either him or someone in his family, or must have done something.
For sure. Yeah, I do love the father-in-law.
It's a brilliant,
theory.
It's a brilliant play.
Yeah, and I think that would make that movie so much better.
Yeah.
Just to have that payoff after everything that John Wick's gone through and Winston's gone through as well. But we're sort of getting ahead of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's finish off John Wick chapter one.
Apologies.
Where it's eventually Wick kills Viggo and Yosef.
But and everyone else.
Not before losing his good friend, played by Willem Dafoe, as we talked about, Marcus, who gets killed by Viggo earlier on.
Confirming that Speed 2 is in the same universe.
Yes, confirming that.
So he gets killed in the coolest way. Like, he's basically getting the crap beaten out of him because he was playing both sides. He took the contract to kill John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time he's been kind of wingmanning him, keeping him alive.
Yep.
So he could also be your father-in-law.
He's got so many
father-in-laws.
He was the breeder. He was the breeder of the dog that got killed.
I don't think that that's a good strategy for Viggo to go to the father-in-law, though, to like take out a hit on John Wick. I see more Winston.
Father-in-laws are renowned to not like their son-in-laws.
Oh, that's true. That's true. He could have hated him.
He could have been like, you don't even have to pay me.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do this for
just let me
one.
Do it.
This will be a freebie. I'll pay you to do this.
The thing that kind of backs up that it was Willem Dafoe being the father-in-law was that he was at the funeral and we didn't see
Winston.
The dad. Winston, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But maybe that's why.
You
don't see Winston unless Winston wants you to.
Ooh.
But what about the very end of John Wick 2 when it's like everyone's in the park and it's like, you're alive because I deem it so. And then he tells everyone to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And everyone in the park.
That became a problem for me because I was like, who is not involved in this underground world? Like it's like everyone. I was starting to be suspicious of my neighbors.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys part of the Continental? Like, are these
dude, we wouldn't tell you if we were.
Yeah. They sent out
obviously
the
not.
No.
For sure. Sorry.
They sent out the excommunicado text and it looked like a scene from Gossip Girl.
Just starts writing a blog.
It's like, you know, John Wick excommunicado, XOXO Gossip Girl. But then, like, every human in New York pulls out their phone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is this whole town full
of
this?
Is Gossip Girl in this universe as well?
Confirmed.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
She's probably working for the continent.
What's his name?
Winston's the Gossip Girl.
What's Gossip Girl's name? What's the dude's name?
I don't know. Dan
Humphrey.
Wait,
Dan
Humphrey. Giving away spoilers for Gossip Girl? I haven't watched Gossip Girl.
Yes,
so
I am. The biggest spoiler of all.
Who Gossip Girl is, yes. Right, okay.
Do you care?
I don't care. Okay. But people listening, like you know, outside of this room might care.
Do any of the people that listen to our podcast also watch Gossip Girl?
I don't know. I know my
of the
wife
five
watched
people
all
that listen
of
to
Gossip
this,
Girl, but
I
mean, she doesn't listen
the same
to
finale was. The finale.
I'd wear the same bro, for sure.
When was the last episode?
Oh, it was a few years ago.
I don't care then.
Yeah.
Just watch it if you want to watch it.
Yeah.
I've never seen the end of Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was spoiled the other week on the show.
What?
Yeah.
What?
By who?
You.
Crap. Really?
No.
Wait.
You're talking about how you were happy with the ending and how everything ended in Breaking Bad. I was like, oh.
No, we didn't actually give away the ending, though. We just said it was nicely wrapped up. We never actually
said. Like his body.
No, I'm kidding. Said that.
What actually happens at the end of Breaking Bad?
Yeah,
I feel like he dies.
That
does he die?
Totally didn't give anything away.
No, yeah, didn't. We didn't.
Someone else did. It was someone else, but I don't care because it's my fault to not
throwing shade on us.
Oh, we talked ourselves out of that one.
Go back and listen to that episode, and it's like, so the ending of Breaking Bad is like just everyone dies, okay?
Oh, crap, the ending was wrapped up really nice. The way the bullet entered and exited his skull, great.
Yeah, perfect.
The way the drug lab blew up.
Anyways, so that brings us to the end of John Wick Chapter 1. Yes. So let's go to Chapter 2.
Oh, no, sorry.
Basically, he kills everyone in number one, mm-hmm. gets his revenge. You think he's gone out. He gets a new dog.
Yes.
He's going to ride off into the sunset or walk off into the limp.
He limps off. What I like is this movie, I think we forgot this part, but the movie opens with him like crashing a car into a wall and hopping out, and he looks beaten to death.
That's right.
It does. And then it kind of
comes back.
And then it comes back to that moment, and you know, he kind of crashes out the front of like a vet, and he uses all the vet medicine to make him not die.
It's a convenient moment, though. I love it in Hollywood movies where they think that replacements for things are like just as good as having the thing. Like, so he loses his dog. It gets like brutally murdered by like, it's the dog that's been given to him by his wife, but he gets a new dog by the end of it. Yeah. So everything's okay. It's the same thing in Face Off. Is like, he loses a son in the opening scene.
Face.
In the end of the movie, he comes home with a new son.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's kind of an extreme.
Wait, is Face Off in this universe as well?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God.
It's like Jude Law's character in The Holiday. His wife is dead. Cameron Diaz comes along. Oh, end of the movie.
Oh,
new wife.
Spoilers for The Holiday. Oh,
I've never seen that. Of course.
I've never seen The Holiday.
His wife is dead from the beginning.
Yeah, we've already been over this. We've covered this territory.
Yeah, she had a 65 Shelby GT500 and Alfie Allen wanted it.
Apparently.
They had three kids.
Mm. Yeah.
No, all right,
so back to this.
How many movies are in this universe?
Oh, there's a lot. It's a big universe. It's a massive crossover. Like,
you heard of The Waterboy?
Yeah. The John Wick cinematic universe is
The JW.
It goes off. The JW.
Also, Rambo is John Wick's dad. Just putting that out.
That'd be silly, dude.
No, 100%. No, you're going too far, man. Too far.
James Bond is his dad.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Obviously.
Idiot.
All right. Maybe so both his chapter two sees Wick forced out again of retirement.
Yes.
To honor a blood oath marker, which this is not a thing in the first one, right?
Not at all.
This is just
the first one's
for
pure revenge.
Yeah.
He's working again.
Yeah, that's where Santino, the character that brings him out of retirement, is like, hey, you're working again. You have to honor this blood oath.
And John Wick's just like, yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I'll blow up your house.
I find that that's the most persuasive way to get someone to want to work for you.
Works with me.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You know, if I can't be reasoned with.
To live in.
Yeah, a lot of people have talked me into things by blowing up my house.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's how we got you on the podcast.
I was so not wanting to do this.
And but also, look at Fast and Furious 8.
Yep.
They blow up Vin Diesel's house, and now he's working with him. Hunting Deckard Shaw.
I haven't seen Fast and Furious.
Deckard Shaw.
Is it?
No,
is it
seven.
Seven. Seven. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Man, I thought you knew Fast and Furious.
You don't know me.
Like, that's
embarrassing. They get confusing. After six, it all gets a little hazy.
No, man. After one, it all gets.
No,
hazy.
You're just so wrong.
Yeah.
Comment below if you want us to do a ranking of all eight Fast and Furious.
And especially comment below if you don't want us to do that.
Yeah, please comment below.
If you want comment below. If you don't want us to do it, just stay silent.
Two-thirds of the podcast would appreciate not doing that.
I need one vote. One vote to make this happen.
So anyways, when John Wick wanted to get out of the business, he was assigned an impossible task.
Yes.
And he gave the blood oath to Santino in return for his help. So that is part of the reason why we have the blood oath. And now Santino calls on the oath because he wants to be one of the 12 members of the High Table.
The High Table.
After some convincing.
Right. Which is Snoop Dogg's poker game.
Sorry, what?
It's Snoop Dogg's poker game.
He's
The high table.
Yeah. Oh, that's such
a weird joke, Dean.
Such a terrible dad joke.
I got 5 on it.
Yeah. Oh.
What's your dog one? I want to know what your dog one is. Your dog joke.
No, it's not nice.
Let's go back to talking about John Wick's dog.
Anyway, so Santino wants a seat on the high table.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. he convinces him, Wick, to help him out by blowing up his house, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
And
doesn't really convince him so much as forces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not really convincing when I'll kill you if you don't.
Yeah,
it's a pretty convincing argument.
You know, yeah, you're right. I'm wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Let's move on.
So, someone says the most convincing argument.
Yeah, anyway. Dean, can you back away from Paul with the knife? Like, it's just, you don't have to convince him anymore.
Hey, okay? Real
like,
convincing, friend. What's this video you're showing me? Oh, that's my house. I have a video of my mom. Well, I guess I'm convinced, everybody.
Yeah. I guess continue. I agree with Dean. Spider-Man 2 is the best one.
So John Wick's house gets exploded and Santino convinces him to assassinate his sister to free up a position at the high table.
He convinces her to die.
Yeah. And John Wick convinces her.
Exactly,
he does. So eventually Santino is killed by Wick on continental grounds.
Uh-oh.
Which we should explain from the first how one. It gets to that point.
No.
Because immediately after John Wick kills his sister, Santino then just like basically
betrays John Wick
and puts a hit on John Wick to basically like clean all up.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. This movie, then that doesn't go very well.
I have a lot of love for the John Wick universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This movie does have one of the most stupidest scenes I've seen in any cinema.
Yeah.
To the point where it's too dumb for me. It's where him and Common are, like, Common is, he's basically his equal.
Yeah.
He's mm-hmm. equal assassin. They're very good at fighting each other. It's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yep.
The bit when they're in the subway and he's on the lower level of the subway
and he's on the upper level
and they've got suppressed pistols and they're quietly firing at each other.
Yeah. Like,
nobody knows what a suppressor does. It just suppresses the noise.
Yeah, so
it
doesn't completely silence.
Yeah, it's like
in that moment.
And it's like quietly killing each other. You're like, that's not how this works.
In real life, it would be very loud.
Yes.
But then it makes up for it with him like killing two guys with a pencil.
This is true.
Now, it's pretty awesome, the action.
The thing is, what if they, like, in this universe, do have, like, total silences for the guns? You know, like,
Well,
they have bulletproof suits.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they have, like...
Because that's kind of feasible. They're still bound by the laws of physics.
As part of the James Bond universe, I think they actually do have perfectly silenceable
cinema
guns.
Cinema never does silences correctly.
No, they never
do. No, that is definitely a flaw in this movie.
You should look up what they actually sound like. You can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of flaws if you want to go down that route, though, because like you have fight scenes where they come one at a time at John Wick. I know they choreograph it quite well that you don't notice that it's one at a time, mm-hmm. but it's still one at a time. So,
well, I think it's because he's shooting at them. Like, he doesn't really punch and knock a guy out. He's kind of like got the gun to his chest. He'll put two in his chest and then finish him.
Yeah.
And that's just how he fights with his pistol.
And then you can go down the route of like, they die instantly.
Well,
when we all know that when people get shot, they don't die instantly. They survive for quite some time.
That one poor guy who has his neck hanging over the countertop.
Even in the face, even in the face, there's
talking like the whole Buster Scruggs, how he gets shot in the head.
No, we're not talking about
Buster
Scruggs.
And then it takes a while to...
I'm talking about
like real life. There was like an account. I think he got shot. It was either in the heart or the head.
He got shot in the face.
Yeah. Walked 2 blocks and then died. Or six, was
it? Six blocks and died. Another guy got shot in the face with a magnum, went to the hospital and survived.
Yeah.
No way.
So the reality is, if you want to go down that route, you could. You could pick apart everything that happens in this movie, but we're not going
to
do that.
Well, we could just say he's a professional and he knows where to aim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he also knows how to suppress the sound on his gun perfectly.
It also like explains why everyone comes at him at one, like one at a time, because he orchestrates the fights.
Yeah, of course. He choreographs it beforehand.
Well, yeah, it's like he knows how to like... pick them off one by one so that they can't.
I know what it is. Before they made it to that little alleyway, before they fire at each other, mm-hmm. they hurled two concussion grenades into there. So everyone just has...
Everyone's dead.
Oh, yeah. So they don't we're hearing from someone else in the place. We're like, I can't hear anything.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
That's perfect.
Thanks. It's a shot.
Actually some deaf sideliner just watching the whole thing. Yeah,
And you know, like this scene's cut off short. Like maybe everyone that got shot in the head were just like, oh, I've been shot in the head. Now I need to walk 6 blocks and then die. Yeah. And they probably do.
It confuses the hell out of the police. They're like, why is everyone dying here?
All these guys with bullet wounds in the head.
It's professional courtesy.
Down the street.
They're like, let me walk away from the crime scene so at least he doesn't get in trouble.
That's a professional courtesy. It's
imagine
beautiful.
That. It's like, get someone, one of them gets shot. It's like, oh, I'm done here. See you later, guys.
It's like when you get hit at paintball and you're like, well, I guess I'm out.
Yeah. And then let you me put walk your back hand to up for like with. 2 seconds and then you put it down again. Run back and hide.
I always love it when people did that when I play paintball because I don't stop aiming at them when I hit them.
No, I wait.
And as soon as that hand comes down, you light them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great game.
It's the best.
Game of Kings.
I hate playing paintball with you.
You should. I shoot you when your hand is up.
You did.
It was funny. He was walking slow.
Yeah, aim for the hand where it's like really exposed.
No, it's the butt cheek is what you want. Legit, for constant pain over the next week, cheek him.
The first time I went paintballing was with my brother. I did a stupid thing. I decided before the game I'd shoot him, even though we were on the same team.
Oh, you smart. Idiot.
I was like...
You never do that early in the day. You always do it towards the end.
I know, but I was walking towards the line and he was right there. I was like, I'm going to shoot him. So I shot him and then he was like, what the heck? But I just kept walking like closer and closer. So then he shot me back and I was like...
Because people don't die.
Yeah.
They don't die when you shoot them.
Apparently not.
I shot
him. And then he walked six blocks and then my brother died. So.
One of the girls I used to work with, she brought her friend once when we went paintballing and you guys were there for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved up in front of me whilst I was sort of trying to pin a guy. And I shot her friend in the back of the head about 5 meters away. She turns around and then I'm like... I turn around as well. I'm like, oh man, there's someone behind us. So I run back to try and take care of the threat when really I just shot her in the back of the head and ran away. And then I told her after the game.
Classic coward move.
She got me back. She got me back and good Lord, did it hurt. It sucked.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, so getting back to John Wick.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what we're recording. Mm. So eventually Santino is killed by John Wick on continental grounds. We also have some showdowns with Common, where Common gets stabbed by John Wick.
Run the aorta.
Yeah. So he says to him, basically, you could survive this if you stay perfectly still and
keep the knife in.
That's
keep
right.
The knife or you in. Can pull the knife and shoot me in the back.
Yes. So so he's still alive. Wonder if we'll see him. Don't know.
I would have killed him.
Oh, man. I hope he comes back as an ally for John Wick.
Yeah.
I think he will.
Yeah.
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 I hope so.
I think so.
Especially because he kind of needs as many friends as he can get.
Well, listen, I mean, later on we run into Lawrence Fishburne's character and he plays the role of the Bowery King, which is like another kind of underworld boss. And he says that John Wick gave him a big gift years ago where he did the same thing. He cut him in the neck when they were fighting and then he stopped the fight and sort of put pressure on Lawrence Fishburne's neck and said to him, like, keep the pressure there. It's like, you can either bleed out and get me because he just walked away, or you can keep pressure on your neck and survive.
Yes. Yeah. So, that's like a foreshadowing of what's going to happen with Common when
he actually... He'll either be an ally or a non-hostile acquaintance.
Yeah.
Similar to Fishburne.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have that scene with him. And then Ruby Rose, what happens with her character?
I hope she dies. Did she die?
Let's say she did. She did. Because he shot her like a bunch of times in the stomach.
And then he said, you can survive this if you just...
If only you had a third hand.
I don't know what...
Shot her a bunch of the times in the head.
You can survive this.
Like, you could survive this.
You can survive this if your role gets recast for the next one.
Because it has been a little while since I have watched John Wick 2, so I wasn't sure what exactly happened with her character. I remember Common's character, but I was like, surely it doesn't happen with two characters in a row.
I don't think it does. I think she just dies.
Yeah,
okay. He kills her.
Yeah.
Puts her down.
Let's...
Because don't they have like a little bit of sign language and then she dies?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
She kind of signs like, you know, whatever. Take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm deaf. Anyway, what are our thoughts on John Wick 3?
It
ends with... John Wick 2 ends with him doing business on Continental Grounds.
Yeah.
Winston then comes out and says, I've got no choice but to excommunicado you. Mm-hmm. I can hold them off for an hour. And that's all you've got.
So he's got an hour.
He has an hour to get out of there. The movie closes with him and his dog running away through New York. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are taking big interest in this. And that's where it ends.
Yeah, so, and then it is set up to be like, oh, who is an assassin? Who is that kind of thing?
Well you
seems
see
like
it,
everyone.
The text goes out, and then he's like, everyone's an assassin, really. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think? What do you guys think is going to happen in John Wick 3? Or as Jason put it, JW3, which could also mean Jurassic World.
Jurassic World 3.
Jurassic World is in this universe?
Of
course.
We're in the Jurassic World.
How do you think John, what's his name?
Wick.
No. Mm-hmm. Hammond?
What?
Hammond?
John Hammond.
Yeah, John Hammond.
It's his uncle.
Yeah, how did he get all his money? It's through the Continental. It funded Jurassic World.
That's right. John Hammond is Winston's brother.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They're all related.
Well, the dinosaurs also don't do business on Continental Grounds.
Yeah. No, they do not.
You can see like a velociraptor walks out into this weird little alley and they like circle execution it.
Because they come from the sides.
That's right.
They're
clever girl.
I think that obviously you're just going to have John Wick just going up against everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's either got to tear down the system, the whole Continental system, or just end up being a victim to it. It's got to go one or the other way. Like he's either got to,
I think the way I see this going down is I think he'll die.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the only way for him to have peace. Ever since his wife has died, it's just been torment.
But is the dog going to survive?
No.
I don't think they'll kill another dog.
It's too much. Even everyone. When I showed John Wick 1 to my girlfriend, she cried.
Yeah.
They killed the dog and she started crying. She's like, why would they do that? And then she said, she's like, you just get so on board with him after that. You're like, yes, let's kill everybody.
I know. I remember at film school, we had a... at Sydney Film School. I remember that we had our screenwriting teacher talking about, like, they'd actually worked on Mad Max 2. And they talked about how in Hollywood movies, you never kill the dog kind of thing. And that's what they did in Mad Max 2. They were like, we just straight up killed the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And people at the time were really shocked by killing a dog. It's like you can kill anything in a movie. You can kill humans. You can do whatever, but you can't kill a dog.
It's really interesting how every movie that they kill a dog is that they're the movies that kind of like that one scene elevated it.
Yes.
Like obviously John Wick, it's the premise, but you think... I am legend.
For sure.
Yes.
Alita recently, they killed the dog there. You're like,
that's right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's straight right. Kills the dog. Yeah, I forgot about that.
One of the rare casualties of that movie.
Yeah.
But
But it came back as a robo dog, so it's fine. She clubbed the dog's head into her heart.
Perfect.
But yeah, so I just can't see them doing that again. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't think that would really go down very well.
You know what? What would be really funny, and I can see this happening. I think either he leaves the dog with Winston, or I reckon he'd have a really great moment where he leaves the dog with Sharon, the guy who runs the Continental in New York.
Yeah. Who's like, possibly the devil, apparently, according to a theory. I don't think so.
He seems really nice. But can't you just see like the dogs are sitting there looking at him, and he's just like stoically looking at the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, would you like a room?
I would like a dog.
He poos and he's like, we don't do business on Continental Grounds.
That's how the dog dies.
Wow. That's the dog joke. That's it. That's pretty. I don't think John Wick's going to die.
Honestly, you don't think so? Do you think Winston's going to die?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Ooh, take his role. That's good. No, yeah. I think it's going to end with him, basically John Wick, bleeding out, surrounded by enemies, like on the verge of death, no way out. And then Lawrence Fishburne's character, what, the Barry King?
The Barry King.
Is there, walks up to him, is like, Neo, you have to wake up.
Jeez. Yeah. You know, and then, well, it's got so many ties in. Like, yeah, like you actually see in the trailer where he's like, I need guns, lots of guns. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
There nice is Matrix a legit, reference there. There are legit theories. And obviously it's like, it's quite, out of all the ones like, movies that we've put into this universe, Matrix fits so well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've ignored the most obvious.
Obviously, we've left it for the end.
It's too obvious.
Neo survives the end of Matrix 3 and he's actually just put back into the program without any memories of his past self. And Lawrence Fishburne, like Morpheus, goes in after him to like kind of keep an eye on him.
I like, what actors or actresses would you like to appear in this film? Because I like in John Wick 3, because I was thinking in the Matrix sort of thing, because they've obviously had Lawrence Fishburne.
And Trinity.
And yeah, I was the same. I was like, I want Carrie Ann Moss to actually appear. That'd be fantastic. Absolutely.
And then I don't know her real name. Any show she's on, I'm like, Trinity.
It's Trinity.
It's Trinity. Wait, get up, Trinity. Get up. That's me every morning. I equate that so much. Like, get up, Paul. Get up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You identify as Trinity?
No, but you know the bit where she dives through the window and she's got the guns on the window? That's just me, but I'm tired.
Yeah, fair enough. But you still refer to yourself as Trinity. You don't say, get up, Paul.
Why wouldn't I? She's badass.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you kick someone in 3D? In 360?
I appreciate that you do not.
I can kick someone in 3D.
No, you can't. I'll do it right now. And I'll convince you. No, it's a video. You don't see genders.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't. You know, judge people based on that.
Different people. I was going more down that route because he's like, he actually thinks he's Trinity.
Oh, like legit.
Like legitimately that person.
Hey, Jace.
Yeah.
Don't follow the white rabbit.
Oh, okay.
No, follow the white rabbit. Terrible Trinity.
Terrible Trinity.
Had one job.
Jason, you are not the one.
Yeah. No, he's telling me not to because I'm not Neo.
The Matrix doesn't have you.
Yeah. I want you.
And it's like, you could take the blue pill and wake up in your bed as if nothing has ever happened.
Is there another option? All.
No.
Not for you.
Or I've got a tic-tac.
Or some chloroform.
You can take the chloroform. On the other end.
And then wake up in your bed with minty breath.
going down that route, I'd love to see like Carrie Ann Moss actually appear in it.
For
and
sure.
Also, yes. Hugo Weaving would be fantastic as well. But the other character,
Mr. Wick.
Yeah, Mr. Wick. But the other character actor that I'd like to see appear as either a villain or maybe like just a an ally to John Wick would be Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Yeah.
Definitely not what I was going to say.
Yeah, I know that. The reason being is because they're two guys that are in their 50s and they love doing all their own stunts.
True.
Mm-hmm. And could you imagine like having Tom Cruise like in
Jack
this
Reacher.
Movie? Yeah, Jack Reacher kind of thing crossover with this.
So not Ethan Hunt?
Awesome.
Not Mission Impossible.
No.
He's too small potatoes for this universe. Yeah. We want Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
That would be a sick cameo, actually.
That would be really cool. He like flies in.
He's piloting the jet that gets Wick out.
Yeah. Does a skyhook with a jet.
But he's like way too low and the hook doesn't really work, but he just buzzes the tower.
Who do you guys want to see, though? Like, other than Carrie Ann Moss and Hugo Weaving? Do you have any other?
Not really. I don't think it needs more cameos, to be honest. I don't think John Wick 3 is going to be a movie to introduce more characters. I think we are getting Halle Berry. Well, we're getting Halle Berry. That's one. I think any more than that, and you're overdoing it, it's sort of going to become like an Expendables type deal.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, it's this actor and then this famous actor and then this. No, that's bad. I love the Expendables, but.
Yeah, mate. I would love to see Jason Mantzoukas.
Jason
Mantzoukas. What? Jason. Shut the front door.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, man.
That's surprising. That. I'm so glad you picked up on, I just, like, somebody. You would be great at casting for this.
You know what?
You could also take the red pill.
Angelica Houston would be great to see in this movie as well.
Is she in this?
Jason?
I didn't know.
I think she is.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I like Jason Mendoza because I like him Brooklyn Nine-Nine and nothing else that he does. Just that. That's all he does and that's all I like him for. He does nothing else and especially nothing else that we're going to talk about on this podcast.
What else?
What, other than his podcast? Which
what
is
podcast? He doesn't have a podcast. Listen to our podcast.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure people have more time in their day. They can listen to two podcasts a week.
If you would like to listen to podcasts about, if you have ever wondered how a bad movie was made, listen to this podcast.
That's right.
No other podcasts do that.
Yeah.
We're the only podcast that does, how did this podcast get made? And that's us every week.
Ask that and we have no idea.
So what do you guys think, though, of, like, the dog role? Will it actually play more of a role in the movie? What do you think is going to happen with the dog?
I think after John Wick dies, the dog is going to revenge killing spree.
I know. Imagine, like, he's, like, dying and he's lying down and you see this little paw come across and it just starts, like, pressing, like, on his chest and, like, doing, like, a little bit of CPR.
Yes.
So it's like, what, awesome. The director's just like, yeah, we're done with the real serious gritty
kind of. I reckon here's how I reckon it's gonna go down. I reckon there'll be a big fight at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I want that dog in it. I want that dog just like ducking and weaving and then coming out of nowhere and just ripping dude's necks out.
Yeah.
But then I think, let's say he gets tagged once or he gets a little bit injured, things like that. He leaves him at the New York Continental, or he leaves him somewhere, maybe at Winston's personal house. He leaves him somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of it for the dog. The dog's like, has a cool moment, and then it's sort of out of the picture.
Mm. Yeah.
And then we can just, because then, you know, he's on motorbikes, he's on a horse, he's doing all this stuff. Yeah, you can't have a dog running with him the whole time, unless he does that really funny thing where you see those people who just have like a backpack dog. And I would love a backpack dog.
Or maybe a handbag dog.
Well, the military have, for whenever they have their, like, their bomb-sniffing dogs and things like that, they have, because they have their own, like, little body armor. It's so cute. But they can also just, like, carabiner the dog to their chest.
No way.
They can, like, descend mountains and rails just with the dog just hanging there. And the dogs are trained for this. Yeah. Because that's what they used to. Mm-hmm. That'd be amazing. Like, he's got, like, that's on one shoulder, like, an AR-15. He's got his pistols on his back. He has his dog.
Well, one of the homeless network could probably pick him up at some point.
Probably, yes. They'd probably eat him, though.
Hmm?
What? Oh, wait, no, they're not really homeless. It's a whole thing.
It's a front.
Wait, yeah, in this world, it'd have to be a front.
There's no homeless.
Like, yeah, because it's the world of the Continental, so yeah. What direction do you hope that the film won't take for this one? Or what are you worried about going into number three?
I'm a bit worried about the horse.
The horse?
You think the horse is going to eat it?
I don't know how good that scene's going to be. Like,
with him riding and the bikes it won't be and for the long. Samurai swords and everything. Not.
He'll jump off the horse onto a bike, throw a dude into a bridge pail and then just nail it off on the bike.
Yeah, I hope it happens very quickly.
Yeah, and then the Cadillac behind them with the machine gun will just mow the horse down and keep going.
I think you have against animals?
The big thing that I hope they don't do is I hope they don't bring his wife back.
What, from the dead?
There's just, I know she's dead, but there's always a thought. It's like maybe she, they could always spin it in that she needed to get out of the world. She needed to get away from John Wick. She was also like a mark for John Wick, or she was like a femme fatale kind of thing. Yeah. So she faked her death for her to fully get out of the world.
That would
and then
suck.
She returns. Yeah. I hope they don't go that arc. Yeah. I think it would just...
That would be terrible. It would pull the whole movie apart. Undermine everything that's happening in the movie.
Agreed.
Yeah, I can't see that happening.
But it was just that a thought is the like, I hope they don't do that. They probably won't, but you can see how easily they could write that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I hope that they continue the sort of ruthless nature of the character so that... You know how like he just like finishes people off really quickly? And I just hope he doesn't become sloppy, and because that's out of his sort of character in a lot of ways. Because just for like dramatic effect, like, you know, he shoots a guy and misses just enough that he doesn't go back and finish him, and that character comes back and kills him or whatever.
Because if anything, like, if he's ever going to do that, the first movie would have been the time, because he's like, is he back? Is he working? Is he not? But he's back now. Yeah. He is working.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's no way he's not going to finish a guy.
Yeah.
You know that we're getting a...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. Are we getting a John Wick 4, do you think?
I don't know about John Wick 4, but we're getting a TV series produced by Starz.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
It's based, not with Keanu Reeves, though, right? Not with
Keanu Reeves. It's called the...
Winston.
No. it's based,
the Continental?
It's called the Continental. Yeah, I think it's called the Continental. Cool. It's basically, it's set at the Continental.
I can see that working because there's a lot of things, like there's a lot of world to explore outside of John Wick himself.
For sure.
So, yeah.
So the Continental TV show, Starz original, so the same guys that did Black Sails and all that.
Yeah.
Which is going to be so good. So yeah, I hope that Ian McShane, like Winston and Sharon survive. Because I want to see them in a TV show about this.
Yeah, I could see that working like as a TV show. I think it could really work well. Yeah,
totally. Do you keep the same guys? Like, do you have Sharon at the front desk? He doesn't really that actor doesn't really do too much. So why wouldn't he do that? That's awesome.
I think you could. If he's up for it, I suppose.
For sure.
But yeah. All right. I think that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. Yep. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you like the show and you want to support the show, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month. And that just really helps us to keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can contribute in another way if you can't contribute financially, and that's by writing us a review on whatever platform that you're on, especially on iTunes. It really helps us to get exposure for this show and get us out there and just get our ranking up there.
Another good way, pass the show on to your friends.
Yeah.
If they're into it, play it on a car trip, forcibly make them listen. They have no choice in the matter, and it's really great exposure.
How many of your friends have you played that? Done that
two. Play it loud and drop your windows. So anytime you stop at a red light, you're also distributing it to the intersection.
Yeah, and feel free to yell out the window.
It's Nerds Before Birds.
Yelling at a tax driver.
What did you rate? Rampage.
But yeah, you know, like that kind of exposure on people in a torture form would help us, I think.
You ever seen Clockwork Orange?
We're going for an aggressive expansion on our fan base right now.
Reformation in Clockwork Orange completely worked.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We've got a really aggressive street team.
Just like Lawrence Fisher. So
we're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you can find us on nerdsbeforebirds.com as well. We've got a website. And on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerds Before Birds, except for Twitter, where it's Nerds Before Bird.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that is a bye from me, and I hope you enjoy John Wick 3.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Have a great night.